Shopping Center.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with clinical dietitian Lisa Jones from Irwin Army Community Hospital. It is Nutrition Month, so we're going to shift the subject just a little bit today, Lisa, and appreciate you being here today. It's a good chance to talk about some healthy eating habits. And I know that breakfast, it really is important. Breakfast is.
Breakfast is really important. Our grandmother and our mother was right when they told us to eat breakfast every morning. Eating breakfast really is most important because it helps get you full. You fueled up for the rest of the day. Skipping breakfast is not a good idea. It'd be like getting in your car and trying to drive to Kansas City without having any gas in your car. So important to get your metabolism started, important to get you fueled up for the day so you have brain energy as well as physical energy.
I know I get up at 4 every day, but I make myself eat a bowl of cereal or oatmeal or something.
Super important.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. How can we make sure we eat enough of the right foods?
That's pretty easy. Back when we were in school, probably, Kathy, we learned about the food guide pyramid. We don't really teach the food guide pyramid so much anymore because when you tell somebody about the food guide pyramid, they can't actually do the pyramid. We like to really encourage people to use the My Plate method. Very simple. All you have to do is make sure you have about a 9-inch plate. With that, most people, if you use a bigger plate, you're going to put more food on it. The important thing to meet your nutrient needs is to make sure that you use that 9-inch plate, but always make sure that half of your plate is covered with fruits and vegetables or just vegetables. You want to do 1/4 of your plate for whole grains, and the other 1/4 of your plate that's left over is for protein. And then you always want to make sure you have an 8-ounce glass of skim milk with your meal. And that way you get all the food groups in every meal.
Now, I know we've heard a lot of things about water and mm-hmm. the importance of it, and quite honestly, very crucial mm-hmm. in keeping our bodies running correctly. But it seems like we've changed on the amount of water we tell people to drink. I've heard, you know, the changes.
Yeah, most people say, you know, if I ask somebody how much water do we need to drink, they usually say 8 glasses a day. But a glass can be any size. So 64 ounces used to be kind of the recommendation, but really now we say to drink about half your body weight in ounces. So a 200-pound person should really be drinking about 100 ounces of water a day.
Okay, so that's a lot of water.
It is a lot of water.
And I know, you know, there's always those picky eaters, especially we think of youngsters. Mm-hmm. What do we do about those?
With the picky eaters, it's important to know and understand, especially for the parents out there, that when kids try a new food, they often say they don't like it. And it's just really because they're not familiar. It's important to really make sure that your child, or even as an adult, that you're exposed to those foods at least 10 times. It takes about that many times to know whether or not you're going to like the food eventually. The other thing that I recommend for parents is for them to, or even for adults that are picky, to try new foods. So go to the fruit and vegetable section, look for something you're not familiar with, maybe, you know, kumquats or jicama or edamame, something like that that you haven't tried, and just give those foods a try.
Very good. And I think the earlier that you try to get kids used to trying things
definitely
probably helps a lot, mm-hmm. too. What about calories if we want to lose weight? I know a little bit about this, having gone through this process in the last year. But there again, we hear about calories and fats, and mm-hmm. there's so many things to look at when you're buying something.
A lot of times when I have people come in and they say, I've tried everything, I just can't lose the weight, what do I need to do, how many calories should I be eating? We do address their calorie needs and their fat needs, carbohydrates and fiber and things like that, protein. But I think the important thing is to not focus so much on calories, but focus on meeting your nutrient needs. A lot of times people, to lose weight, they just eat less. And when that happens, they don't meet their nutrient needs. So that's where they kind of fall short. The big things that I see most commonly are that people are trying to eat the right things. They're eating lots of, you know, grilled chickens and salads and, you know, things like that, but they're consuming a lot of beverage calories. So it's really important to make sure that you're not drinking, you know, 3 and 4 sodas a day, Gatorade, Kool-Aid, lemonade. Those things just have tons of calories, and the calories are calories. So they have to know that just because they're not chewing those calories are still going into their body and will be stored if they don't burn them.
So really, suggestions, go back to the water. I know that there are some flavored waters that you can get that make, if you get sick of just plain old water.
Exactly. And I always tell parents, too, if they have children that don't like to drink water, put frozen berries in the water, or maybe freeze some citrus slices or even the cucumber and things like that. So flavoring the water is absolutely fine. And it is okay to do unsweetened tea once in a while, Crystal Light and things like that are also fine.
Although not as hydrating the tea, is it?
Right.
But it's for a change.
Exactly.
We kind of get into a rut with meal planning and cook some of the same things. I know I, like everyone else, faces this dilemma every night when I think, okay, what is it tonight? What's something quick? But any suggestions for that?
What I like to do is just kind of look up healthy recipes for families. I always say if you have three or four, five people in the family, let each person decide on what you want to have each day of the week. And then that way you can plan ahead. Again, it goes back to looking for foods that you're not really familiar with. I really like to do the farmers markets when it gets warmer out to find the fruits and vegetables, maybe turnips or something like that that I don't cook with all the time, and just get one of those, look up a recipe, and try something new.
I do a lot of crock potting with my busy schedule.
So. Exactly.
And there
that's
are
a good
some
idea.
Healthy recipes.
There are lots of healthy recipes, yes.
Maybe some suggestions for not when you eat out. That's always the toughest thing. And I know after a trip to Disney World in November, yeah, it's not easy to do. But suggestions that way, too.
Yeah, when we're dining out, if you think about when you dine out, an easy way to kind of make sure that you're staying on track is I always say use the 2 out of 4 rule. So sometimes if you go out to eat, you know, you're going to be exposed to there's the appetizers, the main meals, dessert, and maybe a beverage, whether it's alcoholic beverage or if it's just a beverage that has lots of calories like sodas and things like that. So I always say choose 2 out of 4. So if you want to have the main meal, maybe you want to have a soda with that, that's fine. Or if you want to do a main meal and an appetizer, but don't do all four altogether. The main meal, the appetizer, the dessert, and the drink all together. That's just going to be way too many calories.
I know my husband and I both having, you know, we've been trying to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And I know it makes you feel like an older person when you do this. But when we really see a dessert that we just can't pass up, bread pudding or coconut cream pie or something, we'll split it.
Yes.
Like we, at the Cheesecake Factory, we split. That's, you know, just one suggestion.
Yeah, that's a good idea, too. And then also, if you're with someone that's willing to share a meal, oftentimes my husband, he's better now, but he used to not want to share a meal. So what I would do is have them pack half of my meal to go before they bring me my meal. And then that way the other half of my meal is already ready to go and I'm not tempted and don't continue to munch on that throughout the time.
Makes for a good lunch the next day, too.
It
now,
does.
You mentioned, of course, drinking and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know beer is very high in calories.
It is high in calories. Wine is actually higher in calories.
Oh, it is. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I know even with a mixed drink, I mean, go with water or I don't know if diet soda is recommended or not. But
diet soda is okay on occasion. Soda in general is just not good for us. But if you're going to have a soda once in a while, I would say probably a diet soda.
Well, any other suggestions? I know we've got a lot of good information that we've been giving people today, but just maybe if there's one thing that you could share today to help people, you know, get healthier and meet some of their needs, any suggestions that way?
I think the big things are some of the things that we touched on a little bit earlier, really making sure that you're working on getting all of your food groups in every meal. It's not difficult to get all your food groups in each meal. For breakfast example, you could do a veggie omelet, a piece of toast, a piece of fruit, and a glass of milk. That's all your food groups. If you're packing your lunch, you could have a turkey sandwich, baby carrots, grapes, and a yogurt. It's not difficult to get all your food groups in. And I think that's where people fall off is that they skip the vegetables. A lot of times if they're having spaghetti with meat sauce, that's what covers their entire plate. Half their plate should be covered with vegetables. And then they only have half a plate to put the spaghetti and meat sauce on. So I think it really goes back to the basics, eating all your food groups with every meal, drinking plenty of water, not consuming excess calories when you dine out. And then the other thing is when you travel, pack food for travel. Just because you're driving from Kansas to Texas doesn't mean you have to eat fast food 3 times on the way there. So I think those are probably the biggest things.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa. Appreciate you stopping by today.
And you're welcome.
Again, from Irwin Army Community Hospital, clinical dietitian Lisa Jones. And again, it's Nutrition Month. Good time to chat with her. We'll take a break. When we come back, we have Aaron Simon with us coming up next. Co-director, K-State Apparel and Textiles and International Design Showcase we'll be talking about. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Ready, set, mow! Use Radio KAMN and CanEquip are ready to kick off spring by putting a new Kubota zero-turn mower in your garage. You'll be the envy of all your neighbors when they see you cutting your grass on your new CanEquip Kubota Z-Series mower valued at $5,000. With two ways to become a finalist, it couldn't be easier. Just stop by a weekly sign-up location and throw your name in the box to be drawn as